The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, November 26th. What to know today about a major court ruling impacting which top officials must testify before Congress. Newly leaked documents about China and three major company mergers. Plus, new airport tech could mean shorter security lines. Which city is kicking out Uber? And the movie theater thanking Netflix. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. They must testify. A new ruling from a federal judge says not even the president's closest aides can ignore a subpoena from Congress to talk under oath. It's a major ruling that's a win for Democrats and could have an impact on the impeachment investigations, since several potential witnesses have refused to show up under White House orders. In the judge's 120-page decision, she said it's not for the White House to decide and, quote, presidents are not kings. Though the AP reports, she also said once someone does show up to testify, they don't actually have to talk about everything. The president can use executive privilege over sensitive issues. So they could show up in person, then refuse to answer question by question. The judge's ruling is specifically about the former White House lawyer Don McGahn, but it could have implications for other witnesses in the impeachment investigations as well. If the ruling holds, we could see more key people, top officials, testify. But the Trump administration is fighting this and filing an appeal. The Justice Department has argued that presidential advisors have absolute immunity. It's worth noting lawmakers are on a break this week, but CBS News reports an impeachment report is in the works. It's meant to bring together all of the evidence and outline an argument about whether President Trump should be impeached. And it sounds like it could come out as soon as next week. Stay tuned. Newly leaked documents detailed China's efforts to brainwash hundreds of thousands of people while holding them in detention camps. The BBC reports about a million people, mostly from the Muslim Uyghur community in China, have been detained without a trial. The Chinese government claims the camps in Western China are for voluntary training and education, and that they help prevent Muslims from being drawn into religious extremism and violence. But official documents and other reports tell a pretty different story. The New York Times says the docs describe orders for video surveillance to prevent escapes, isolation from the outside world, and a scoring system on their behavior to decide their fates. In response, Chinese officials have called the documents fake news. Another report, another warning about climate change. This time, the report was from the World Meteorological Organization, and it found the concentration of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere hit an all-time high last year. And scientists don't expect the trend to slow down. Greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide end up in the atmosphere when fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas are burned. NBC News reports it's concerning because carbon dioxide traps heat from the sun and can linger in the atmosphere for centuries. It's linked to rising global temperatures and the effects of climate change. So what's being done about it? Well, this report comes ahead of a United Nations meeting about climate change next month, where various government representatives will be talking about how to fight it. Researchers are working on new airport tech they hope will speed up long security lines. CBS News reports researchers at the University of Rhode Island have built a sensor that detects homemade bombs and apparently works just as well as a bomb-sniffing dog would. The device is expected to eventually be the size of a cell phone and can be mounted on a drone. Then, in case a bomb actually is found, they also made a gel that can flash freeze it so it can safely be removed from the area. That's still being tested in a field, but TSA's newest technology is being tested at an actual airport in Las Vegas. They call it the Innovation Checkpoint. For example, a new ID reader would scan IDs so you don't have to show them to officers. Plus, the new system allows carry-on bags to go through a CT scanner, so electronics and eventually liquids could stay in your bags, which means faster security lines. TSA hopes to roll out the new checkpoint to more airports by 2022. All right, we have much more news ahead, including some major company mergers and the city where Uber just lost its license to operate. But first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Geno Pallet. GenoPallet analyzes your genetics to help you eat healthier, which is pretty unique and interesting to see. Using a DNA analysis, they determine things like whether it's best to eat a low or high carb diet, if your body needs a higher intake of specific nutrients, and how you metabolize things like caffeine. I learned I have a higher chance of being more sensitive to gluten and lactose than I originally realized. So I'm paying more attention to how I feel after eating those types of foods and cutting back a bit. To learn more and get your report, go to genopallet.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. Remember, if you have already provided your DNA to something like Ancestry, you can upload that same data. Go to genopallet.com, spelled G-E-N-O-P-A-L-A-T-E, genopallet.com with the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off. Now back to the news. There are a few big mergers to tell you about worth more than $60 billion total. First up, the American jewelry icon Tiffany & Company, the world's largest luxury goods company, LVMH, is buying Tiffany for $16 billion, which is reportedly the biggest deal ever in the luxury sector. LVMH is behind brands like Louis Vuitton, Dior, and many more, and now it's adding Tiffany to the list. This will end Tiffany's 182-year run as an independent company. Next up, Charles Schwab is buying TD Ameritrade. Bloomberg reports the two brokerage companies will combine and create a mega firm with $5 trillion in assets. Analysts say this will create a Goliath in wealth management. And finally, eBay is selling StubHub to its rival, Viagogo. CNN reports once the companies combine, it's expected to sell hundreds of thousands of tickets each day across 70 different countries. Viagogo's founder and CEO says he's wanted the rival companies to combine for a while. In fact, he was actually one of the original co-founders of StubHub. For the first time, people in Mississippi can now buy lottery tickets. The AP reports, until now, Mississippi has been one of only six states without a lottery. Lawmakers have been against it for years, until they recently saw it as a way to pay for much-needed upgrades. They'll put some of the revenue toward the state's infrastructure, like bridges, as well as education. ABC News says scratch-off tickets are available now, but jackpots like Powerball and Mega Millions will not be for sale until January. Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, and Utah are the last five states without lotteries. Uber is no longer welcome in London, a major market for the company. Reuters reports Uber was stripped of its license to operate in the city because of a, quote, pattern of failures that put passengers at risk. London officials say unauthorized drivers uploaded their photos to approved drivers' accounts so they could pick up passengers instead. This apparently happened on at least 14,000 trips. Uber says not true and plans to appeal the decision. In fact, Uber will still get to operate in London during that appeals process. But after that, it's unclear. Uber almost lost its license in London back in 2017 about other safety concerns, so it seems the city still is not happy. Facebook wants to pay you to take surveys and help them with their research. CNET says it's going to use the info you provide to improve its apps like Instagram and WhatsApp. It wants people to complete surveys or try out new programs before they launch. And every time they do, they'll get points that will eventually turn into a PayPal payment. TechCrunch says you can expect, for example, to get $5 to take a 15-minute survey. It's all done on Facebook's market research app called Viewpoints. If privacy is a concern, Facebook says it will tell you what information it's collecting and how it will be used. It also promised not to sell your data. New York City's iconic Paris Theater will stay open thanks to Netflix. The Verge says Netflix signed a lease to keep it open and will use the theater to showcase some of its original films. Remember, larger theater chains like AMC and Regal have refused to play Netflix originals. The Paris Theater is Manhattan's last single-screen movie theater. And speaking of theaters, some episodes of the iconic TV show Friends hit the big screen this week. Entertainment Weekly says four Thanksgiving-themed episodes will play in movie theaters across the country from 4 to 7 p.m. local time. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you feel more informed and have better conversations today and throughout this holiday week because of this episode. And during this week, to feel grateful, I want to give a big shout out to the Newsworthy Insiders. I am grateful for you for supporting the show. And if you're not an insider yet, you can learn more at thenewsworthy.com/insider. And remember, you can always read more about any of the news stories we talk about. Just find the links and sources in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.